Chapter 11. So after Flaylin peed near the tree at the edge, unseated forest hedge just starting to appear outside the Fall Palace gates, not so near malice as it was near engrossed with cloth, but that's past. Now, almost Zipper's teeth chowed all the way up his fly, and McDrab walked through, on paths that past the dawn-revealed plot of land he originally saw. To see the leaves seesaw slowly down the wind was good. Almost as good as the constant buzz since Chaz talked, and even before, much before. After, too, to chore a point, he knew now, like he always had, that he was and always he would be glad. Today's always the pure acme of all his happiness. So trees lent down their dress. He walked a couple blocks and quite naturally put hands in his pocks. His foot stopped when he felt a card. Pulling it from pocket, as hard as a locket's lock undoing, he saw and remembered it was from one of the pawn buzz-filled Fall Palace's crew, a newsworthy man from AQ or some such sum of letters. He lifted the card up in the air. The sun sifted his stare. When F saw the logo clear, he lifted it down, pogo-like, and so found himself at AT, for the logo at top of the building 4 leagues above him matched that of the card. The Adlerite today, the hardest-hitting play-by-play-by newspaper around. I see you found your way, caper-like. Sounds of these words came behind where Flaylin McDrab held card. Mind and eyes were spelled and bound at the AT building's top. Flay lowered the card. Saw he towered before the towering building that palace man who fling the beige and tan card at him there. You're here at last. I've been waiting. Now I can't spare cating or cadying, for my deadline's proximately close by. We can't sitly do this. 3.5 minutes is all I have. From the man's calf, a mav notebook and pen removed. Who are you? Flaylin asked. Man moved so that he basked less in the sun and said, It's on the card. I am reporter, head of Glam Court News, an audience with His Majesty. Most with sense see you as toast of the court. Everyone would like to know of you, hence this in-wanterview.
I see, said Flay McDrab.
The reporter had writ while blabbing before it, that is, his first question, and now he wrote faster, all suggestions mastered before the suggesting, all goods bettered by besting, as he let fly by questioning skill. Man asked them, then answered man did, so filled cancer-colored book without Flay having to speak once, just to stay on the street, rust and rushed past by comers and goers. F simply looked. As Summers pimply emerged, so the rhetorical question and answer went, snorkel-like up it sent to the surface airy bubbles. The reporter took off fairyish, purred something about Section C of the afternoon edition, and almost swooned back inside the AT. So happy was he with the almost 3 minutes' width of time talking with Flay, who always was so too. Stayed he there some more, smiling at all who passed. Then someone shouted, Hey! Behind him. Fastly, a bulk of paper zoomed, hit him on the head, knocking both it and him down. Zing down the street, an AT truck did. When Flay got up, Thank you, said he, then cupped the newspaper the truck delivered. He found C, and tucked noticeably at top was a photo taken at Fall Palace, him and King flowing past a hall with train behind. Below, an article to find, a popsicle's length and potato's width. The reporter had took his quotish pith, forsook it so that from I see the word see was taken, tongues freed of, forsaken English and Spanishized, so see became a yes to lots of lies, so guessed upon and so unwind. A life and opinions assigned. Flay got minions and enemies unknown, and in his tapestry the words had sown oak trees richness, but he didn't mind. Like a 10-year-old whose full kind-led ego choose to stamp its stamp all o'er, so it was natural Flay did ignore rural fascination with fame city, took it as it. The same page, lower, hit on another court scene Flaylin recognized. 'Twas Mister's 13, abuzz as court jesters being discovered in the train. Seeing as how it rained laughter every time one spoke, Mister and his crew were henceforth done and through, being content with their entertaining placement. Then, there, among lacement at the very bottom of the page, a small ad, a pick got him no fad new, for it was the sea. The waves ever flowing could be seen, even singed on the static pages, that soft commotionous, tiding ages shun us and shun water as well. And so he offered, so let fell, the bounded toe under of the paper's piles to a passing femme. Ooh, coupons, hers to him, as she waited the bulk. Flay asked, Where's the sea, lake, this? Sulking woman, taked eyes off couponage, saw ad, tilted her head where buildings lodge and bed grew less pronounced and they climbed less height. The haply paper-down one waddled off. Flaylin bowed lightly, rebottled and recapped his to rotter, mapped water.